The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This weekend.
It's 8 minutes after 8. Noah Robinson joining me in studio here. In the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the Senate race, state Senate race. And we're also going to have a Diner 62 quiz before we wrap up this morning on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Not right away, but hang on. Listen for your chance to call, and we'll talk about some local history and make it happen. Ron's in Eagle Point. Ron, you wanted to weigh in on some of the topics we've had on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What are you thinking?
I did. So two items. The caller that made mention of forgiving yourself, I agreed with everything that he said. And
you
I want to reference specifically, yes, the term mentioned refers to, quote, coming to your senses. Coming to your senses. So instead of choosing to live in yesterday, which is gone, nobody can do anything about it, it is yesterday. But to take the life you have today and live with the errors or conditions of yesterday, sometimes people don't have a choice. But when we do, choose to come to your senses and live productively. Now, a person can decide that and work hard and endeavor to change their life. And without reservation because of yesterday. In other words, oh, I can't do this because of yesterday. No, yesterday's gone. And here's the other factor. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. All we have is today. Come to your senses. So that was point number one.
Okay.
Point number two on the homeless issue is I honestly believe there's room for a differing opinion here. But in my opinion, based on physical reality, that problem is getting worse and much larger consistently. And it's the virtue signaling marketeers and government agencies and 501c3 organizations that profit from money funneled down from the top in order to support these social issues, when the reality is that's all about retention of power and votes. It's exactly what the caller just talked about, retention of power. And you mentioned that before, because these spinoff organizations that service these areas of destitute are essentially perpetuating this money laundering that's going on, and they vote a certain way. How many of them vote to end those programs?
Well, you would never vote to end your programs because you're voting to end the same programs that are funding your racket, your nonprofit racket.
They're paying your bills.
Okay.
So how many people vote to cut their own nose off? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is the possibility. I'm going to talk with Noah Robinson about this here in the next few minutes, Ron. Maybe insolvency will sharpen the minds. I don't know. It could be.
Well, it's inevitable. It's like timber clear cutting. You remember how they used to say, this is non-sustainable? Well,
yeah.
Guess what? This is non-sustainable. We can't do this.
Appreciate the call, Ron. Good one. It's 11 minutes after 8.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
At Pressure Point Roofing, we're dedicated to the best roofing solutions to protect your home or business. The demand for our expertise is soaring. Due to overwhelming response, we're now booking new projects into spring already. But here's the good news. Secure your spot on our schedule by booking now. Why wait when you can have peace of mind sooner? Have questions on cost? Call to schedule an appointment to learn about our finance options and beat the summer rush. Book in advance and ensure your roofing project gets the attention it deserves. Call Pressure Point Roofing today.
One of each Forte VIN 731586 MSRP 21710 3500 due. Sportage VIN 185367 MSRP 3590 4499 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's payment wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic. Just just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX, only $199 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes, $149 a month. Sportages, $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Yesterday, the United States House overwhelmingly approved a bill to ban TikTok from operating here in the U.S. But banning the popular social media app is much easier said than done. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Simply Safe. Save 20% on a new Simply Safe system with a Fast Protect plan at SimplySafeKim.com. The vote was 325 to 65. Democrats and Republicans overwhelmingly supported it. TikTok is bad for America. Without question, all the data collects is given over to the communist Chinese government. But while America has successfully pressured and on occasion even driven out communist Chinese companies in the past, TikTok is another issue entirely. For tens of millions of mostly young people who have the app installed, the only way to stop them from using it would be a wide-scale internet block. That's something America does not do, at least not yet. And get ready. The protests from TikTok fans will be loud and disruptive. Get tech smarts with my free newsletter. Sign up at GetKim.com.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, you're fine. But all it takes is one drop to make you wish you had protected it yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. A hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old could do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make thousands per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your data can't be stolen. And it's so easy to use. Fire up the app, click one button, and you're protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Kim.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Appreciate you listening. It's 16 after 8. And joining me in studio is Noah Robinson. Noah Robinson is running for state senate, and there is a primary challenger. It's going to be for May. He's on the ballot. And Senate District 2, this is what, Cave Junction, Josephine County. Give me where you're...
Yeah, it's almost all Josephine County, a little bit of Jackson County over Gold Hill, places you know, like that.
In that neighborhood. Yeah. All right, very good. And, of course, your father, Art Robinson, had been state senator here for quite some time, and so he's out because of Measure 113. But this has been something where this has been a big family effort here for a long time.
Yes, we've all worked together on it. So I've worked closely with him. Matthew has, too. We've all worked together on it. And he actually thinks it's very funny. He says, we can just switch seats because I always sit beside him. And he'll sit there and I'll sit in the seat and we'll keep doing what we're doing.
So. It's pretty amazing when it comes right down to it. And so you have Matthew Robinson. He's in studio. You can't see him on the Facebook Live, but he has the nuclear physicist. Is that your degree, Matthew?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So... he's into nuclear power, or he would be the one to build that. Now, you're a doctorate in chemistry, right?
That's right, in Caltech, okay. Yes.
Yeah, the Robinson people are real underachievers, as you can understand, and I'm just completely teasing about that. But it's an amazing family, really is. And the story, you were homeschooled. You didn't have a TV growing up?
I didn't. My dad had. We had no TV in the house, and that was. I'm very glad we did not. It's a total distraction.
I'm watching Bugs Bunny cartoons, Looney Tunes, and you're sitting there cracking open modern chemistry, right?
Yes. Every you know, maybe once a month we watched a movie. That was about it, and they were old movies. But no, we didn't have television, and we grew up on a farm. We had a lot of fun. My dad we did a lot of unusual things.
I would imagine, though, you have some strong opinions about public education, given the pretty low performance of public education.
That's right, and it's extremely frustrating when you watch what goes on up in Salem, because they don't have a clue. The unions control the schools. The Democrats on the education committee just shoveling more money to them. They won't we proposed some very rational, very incremental things that would made a big difference. They wouldn't do them. They won't do anything that will work, and they just it's just the amount of money being spent in education is enormous. It's about $500,000 per classroom now.
$500,000 per classroom.
Yeah, to figure it, it's about $16,000 a student now.
Are you surprised that parents aren't demanding more?
Well, a lot of them are, and they're taking their students out of the schools. The public schooling has tripled in the last few years.
No, I guess, are you surprised of the ones that remain behind that we're not hearing more complaints from parents, or do parents not realize how difficult it is there?
I think some of them probably don't realize it, and a lot of them are upset about it. You'll find it's a big issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Think education freedom has a shot here in Oregon on that ballot measure?
We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so, too. All right. Needless to say, you raise a lot of questions here, Noah. Something that I've been having a conversation with many Republicans. I had one just the other day with Court Boyce. And it has to do with a philosophy. You yourself just admitted that every time a Republican has an idea or brings a good idea to the table, Democrats aren't going to do it. If it's a good idea, it's not going to make it into the bill. And yet, at the same time, they don't really need your votes. My question is, why are Republicans in the state legislature giving political cover to Democrats for bad bills? Why do they then vote along with it? And I hear some people say, well, some of the bills are, some of it is good. Some of it is good. But then there is so much of it that's bad, I think it washes out the goodness of it, and yet it perpetuates the cycle. What do you think about it?
Well, I think they make a bad mistake. The Republicans think that they can get along with the Democrats and that maybe they can get some of their bills through or some of their ideas in. But my dad, if there's something bad in the bill, he just votes against it. It doesn't have to be it takes an awful lot of good to offset a little bad because we just keep going down and down. There's a perception in Salem that we could all work together. It's a very friendly environment if you look at what happens.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, outside of it, from down here, I'm looking at the bloodthirstiness and the venality and the nastiness of some of the bills coming in there, and I'm thinking, these people have to be kind of ogres.
Well, that's right. But remember that they're all politicians. They're good at getting along with people. So you go into the committee. You have five people on a committee. You know, three Democrats, two Republicans. You're outvoted. Everyone is talking nicely. They're all friendly with each other. Then when it gets, and the Republicans will sometimes say, I don't like this bill, and then vote yes in committee, because after having a discussion on a particular issue, they don't want to vote no. Then you go back to
wait a minute. So the Republican will admit that it's a bad bill.
Yes.
That it doesn't do good things. But they'll vote for it anyway.
Yeah, or they'll complain about a particular aspect of it. Maybe they like a little piece, but they'll complain about it. They didn't get their amendments in. They did, and it's not a good bill. And then they will vote yes. And so I think it has to do with the culture. It's just it's too cozy, way too cozy.
Cozy, all right. Well, cozy starts with the same letter as corruption.
Well, and then there's of course endless corruption.
Well, speaking of which, though, and this is an honest question here I have for you, Noah. Noah Robinson, running for state senate. Do the lobbies, as Herman Bertschinger would always talk about it, the lobbies, the people who kind of have politicians dancing to their tune behind the scenes because it's where the money goes. Do the lobbies have an influence to say even with Republicans to vote for bills that are bad? Does that come through?
It most definitely does.
It does.
And that's why the lobbies have never supported my dad. In fact, they knew what he would be like. They worked actively against him when he ran in the primary 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not supporting me. We're supported by individuals. They spent $200,000 against him 4 years ago. I'm sure they'll do that again. It doesn't matter. It's supposed to matter, and we'll have enough money to get our message out. But yes, the lobbies have way too big an influence, and the politicians think. I think there are a lot of very good Republicans think they can work with the Democrats, that they can convince them that they're right, and it just doesn't work.
Okay, is it a trust matter? Is it a naivete? Are Republicans dupable? More dupable than a dam? That's an uncomfortable question for me to pose. I'm talking about
I think they're optimistic, and it's easy as an outsider to suppose you're not elected and you're looking and you say, wait a second, these people are way off base. I mean, when you're listening to Democrats telling you that marijuana is not addictive, that hard drugs, you shouldn't be able to prosecute people that take hard drugs and things like that.
Right.
It's so far out there, you think surely you could convince them. So ordinary, decent people think that let's just get up there and convince them that they're wrong. And then you get up there and you find out fairly quickly, or you should find out fairly quickly, it's not working. But they keep doing it.
All right. Did your father vote no on most of these bills?
Almost everything. Almost every vote was a no. There was a few yeses.
Do you agree with that? Because you're hoping to take his place.
Completely. I was working with him on all of it.
Okay.
Yes. No, completely. No, the correct answer to most of those bills is no. Because if you look, they're continuously growing government. They'll have a form a board or a committee to study something. You mm-hmm. pay this agency. We continue to grow. And, of course, the Democrats then appoint all the members, because they control everything.
That's right.
Then they come back with a suggestion for legislation next year. Government grows and grows. Things get worse and worse. And we're just going in the wrong direction.
Boy, it's a positive feedback loop of negativity, I think.
That's exactly right. Negative outcomes,
right?
The solution is...
It's oscillating. It's like it's oscillating and it's growing and it's growing as with the feedback, right?
Yes, and we have a few up there. Linthicum, of course, is almost always with my dad.
Yeah.
Focus was most of the time, too. We need more people that will just say no to it. And if you stand firm, I think we will eventually beat them.
You know, that means, though, that we, the people, have to support the people that are willing to say no. And it's so interesting that we're talking about no, because it's one of the most powerful words in the political world, is to say no, rather than just being a laydown. And I've talked with Kevin Sterrett, who is not necessarily popular with the lobbies because he's with Oregon Firearms. And he was telling me, and I've had to agree with him. He says, we're at this point in Oregon politics, and I'm paraphrasing what he said before, Noah, that working with the Democrats to try to get a positive outcome is useless. It's not working, like you've talked about, because good suggestions never make it into their bills. But yet Republicans would vote for it. He says, I have no choice but to almost support people who are going to say no and kind of do the equivalent, the political equivalent of breaking things, you know, because it's like it's all you can do, right?
That's exactly what he Oregon Firearms Federation endorsed me.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him.
Oh,
beforehand.
Okay. I find that interesting.
I talked to him, and he's been careful with endorsement because he wants people that will say no and won't go along with this stuff. And he's exactly right. We're way past the point where we can compromise and get along and think that we're going to come up with some solution. You just have to say no. We need to take Oregon a different direction and get It's horrible.
I wonder if the Republican Party in Oregon, I'm talking about the state, you know, the state group, if they understand that saying no and being obstructionist to evil or just bad stuff, you know, going on, we would be looking at these candidates that do this sort of stuff as the heroes, the ones that are actually telling the truth about what's going on. I say no. The answer is no. I say, yeah, they have good intentions, but it's bad. No. You know, or else... No, they're evil. They're trying to get a lot of kids to get their genitalia cut off. This is evil. No. You know, instead of just, you know, worried about what the agendas will be saying back at them.
That's right. And remember, politicians, just by their nature, don't like to say no. They want to be friendly with everyone. They want to say yes to everyone. They don't want it's the nature of politics that the people that are good at it, and unfortunately, too many of them are professional politicians. You're better off getting people that have done something else in life to fill these positions.
Yeah. What do you see then, and I'm going out in the future here, hoping that you're going to be state senator, what do you see as one of the biggest threats coming maybe next year? Democrats tend to be very good at telegraphing where they want. Sometimes it's with hearings that are done maybe even during this session and others. Do you see anything coming down the pike?
Well, I think that we were going to see more of the same. I think that we'll go after guns again, so there'll be more regulations against guns.
Do you think it was wise how they were going after guns with the suicide prevention?
No, that was very unwise. No, they had a bill in there. We're going to study suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, a lot of suicides are committed by firearms, but that's not the issue. I mean,
but the guns don't commit the suicide.
The guns don't commit. Yeah, that's exactly right. Suicide's, of course, a big deal. But I mean, Dennis Linthicum pointed out in one of his remonstrances that. We've legalized assisted physician suicide in the state.
Oh, this state loves suicide as long as the state does it.
That's right. And so, that's just a cover for trying to decide who can have a gun and who can't. Once they get into trying to decide, well, you look like you're risky, you shouldn't have one, I mean, they'll take all the guns because they'll... you make some comment. I mean, you're out. You've been making too many conservative comments on the air.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Well, you know, the funny thing is that you could almost see how the system as it is currently constituted in this upside down inverted world that we have in the state of Oregon could say, well, you know, you're conservative and you're angry about some of the things that are going on. You're probably depressed, and because you're depressed, you know, no firearms for you, right? Because we're going to save you from suicide.
That's
you,
right.
You could see them going there, couldn't you?
Oh yeah,
Noah?
And you know, and then the hospitals now. Well, if you go to the hospital, they'll ask you endless questions about, do you feel down? Do you feel depressed?
I've noticed that,
and you have to be very careful. You always. I mean, even if you feel a little down that day, don't say so. Otherwise, you're going to get in your record. They say, we have a record that he's dangerous.
Yeah. I would get to the point where I would start answering these questions all the time. How do you feel? Feeling pretty mentally good. Pretty good. You know, my knee hurts a little bit here, but I'd like to take care of that. But yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good no matter what. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Are you sure you're sure? You can see we're going to be self-defensive about this kind of stuff.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. That's what's coming next.
How can people find out more about you? You got your website up yet?
Yes, robinsonfororegon.com. That's up. My contact information is there, phone number there. Call me, email me.
Doing any campaign rallies?
Yes, we were just at the meeting last night. And
Joe County, yeah.
Yep, and we'll have lots of other things coming up.
So. You're going to have rallies? Just say no? Just vote no?
Well, that's a good slogan. I like that one. That's what my dad likes to refer to himself as Senator No.
Yeah. Just say yes to Noah Robinson, but say no to all the bad bills that are coming in there. Someone's going to say no. And, you know, if I'm hoping that this kind of thing can spread. If more Republicans would realize, you're going to get more love by saying no against bad agendas
That's exactly right. And you excite your base. You know, during the walkout, the Republicans were really excited. Now, when they compromise, everyone became very depressed. But when they see the Republicans standing up for them, they get excited. And I think we can win around the state if we just say, take HB 2002. Mm-hmm. And tell the voters, I mean, so this is a conservative district, it's a primary race, but in the other districts, which are even maybe 10 points Democrat, you tell the Democrats in those districts, this is what HB 2002 did. This is what your senator sponsored or your representative sponsored. We need to change here. I think we can win the races statewide that way. And we just need the Republicans to get a backbone and not try to be squishy and straddle both sides of the fence. Just be firm, and I think we will win.
And you have to play against your desire to be liked. And I know it's human to want to have people liking you. I get that. And we have to work for what's right, not just what makes us feel
good.
That's
exactly right. I think if you just want to get along and be liked, I don't think you have any business in Salem.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people don't belong there then, from the sounds of it. You had mentioned House Bill 2002.
Yes.
Give us your legislative analysis of it. This is the fix, supposedly, for Measure 1.
Oh, 4002.
Oh, 4002.
4002. 2002 is from last year. No,
2002.
We were disappointed in that because the fact is that the Democrats were under tremendous pressure. Every senator was getting thousands of emails. We need to do something about Measure 110. Legalizing drugs did not work. We have people dying of overdoses everywhere. So the Democrats were under tremendous pressure, and I think we should have stood firm for basically recriminalizing drugs. You can go to jail. I think that Measure 110, the Democrats are completely focused on we can treat them. We'll just treat everybody. We're not going to stop the flow of drugs. We'll just treat everybody. You cannot stop this problem by just treating your way out of it. Treating drug addiction is extremely difficult. Obviously, we should try, but you have to stop it. So you need to stop you need to go after the drug dealers, and you need to recriminalize drug use. And a fix that says, yes, you can go to jail for 180 days if the judge wants to, and if the criminal wants to, too. Otherwise, it's probation. That's not a jail sentence. So now we will have all these people cycling through the courts, and I guess if they violate probation enough, maybe they'll get some kind of jail sentence. But it's not strong enough. It should have been a firm Class A misdemeanor, and that should not have been backed up on. My dad voted no for that reason because it didn't go far enough. I hope it helps. Maybe it'll do some good, but it's frustrating.
But it's fascinating to watch the lying media then report on this. Here are the senators and House representatives that voted against recriminalizing drugs.
Yes.
Instead of actually putting the context in, it's like, no, they were not going to okay the fraudulent so-called recriminalizing.
That's right. And you see that. Everyone's weighing this. How is it going to look? I voted against, my dad didn't care. And I was, of course, with him on it. It doesn't look like a good idea to us. We should have had something stronger. So vote no. And yeah, sure, they will say that. But I think most people know my dad is very much against taking illegal drugs. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. My gosh, he deprived the kids of television. You think he was good with having all sorts of illegal drugs in their life, too? The answer would be no. All right. Noah, good talk as always. You're always welcome, okay?
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Website again?
It's robinsonfororegon.com.
All right, very good. Robinsonfororegon.com. So you need more people. You vote yes there so that they can vote no on the bad stuff, right? And at least send that message. If you can't get good bills, if you can't get good bills, you have to be obstructionist and defiant on it.
That's exactly right.
Say no to the bad stuff. 833 at KMED KCMD.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage. Across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Saving big. I can dig on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley truckloads of money over the years on things you buy and use often. All Beauty Mark Salon certificates are half off. Also, save big on Diner 62, Malello's Coffee, and Freddy's Diner. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text KING to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text KING to 42424. That's KING to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Joe Pag Show.
The idea that you can stand there beside a good guy who's protecting you with a gun while you tell me why guns are bad, it just blows my mind. And I saw a comparison, and I want to say this in the most family-friendly way I can. Is the way to stop rape removing male body parts? Well, that'd be kind of stupid, wouldn't it? You'd be punishing everybody for the disgusting violent act of a few. Maybe we actually focus on the bad guy who's doing the bad thing.
Evening 6 to 8 on KMED and 99.3 KCMD. 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Oh, my help if I turn my microphone on. I'm wondering, why can't I hear myself? Delighted to have you here. 770-563-3836. It's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hey, Wild Salmon, how you doing this morning?
Doing really good, especially after the people you've had on, and, you know, I worked 30 years in the wood products industry, saw that industry destroyed. I worked another 15 years in the investment industry and saw what happens with the SEC. And now I'm kind of working. I'm not working. I'm playing with radios, but I'm finding out what the FCC is doing. Everything that's bad is coming from Washington, D.C. by the agencies. And
And by the way, you have to add that into the state agencies too. State agencies almost taking their marching orders too.
Yeah, the state agencies are getting their marching orders from the feds. Now, we've talked often about the electrical grid and how stupid things are happening. They're happening stupidly because people want to have control. It's not an accident. The wood products industry was destroyed on purpose. It wasn't an accident. And the people who are pushing back against this are going to be attacked, just like Colleen Roberts is. And so I don't know what the answer is. I'm not saying that the Robinsons and Colleen Roberts and everybody shouldn't fight back, but the real issue is in Washington, D.C. It's the Department of Agriculture. It's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. It's the Department of Interior. And just look at the things that they're doing and look at the results. And so, you know, I guess Donald Trump is the only person who has any hope of changing things, although he is going to have so much resistance.
Oh, it's such an uphill battle. But what it does say, though, is that we need to get behind the people that we know have these spines, the ability to say no, and the ability to work to say, you have to be able to, you have to break things. You have to break the back of the current agendas here. And to just say
the federal employee unions, mm-hmm. You know, that's probably the first place to go. But the agencies are the source of evil, and you know they're power brokers, and they use the federal employee unions and the state employee unions as support, and they do stuff that is completely crazy, like this attacking our children, but. Attacking our children, if you think logically and largely, is the only way they're going to control the population as a whole.
In the future, for sure. Thank you, Steve. Good call for Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You're on the Bill Meyer Show. And after all that bitterness and after all that, you know, that real good stuff, we need a little sweet and maybe... great lunch here, too. Artisan Bakery.
Mm. Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious. Pastries and espresso bar beverages for all seasons and for all reasons. Amazing March features include delicious taste sensations like their Irish soda bread, chocolate Guinness cupcakes with Irish cream frosting, paired with a delicious Irish cream brevet or a peppermint patty mocha. So many treats just waiting for you. Perfect for that office party, gathering, or special event. Get to know the family at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer, or visit artisanbakerymedford.com.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10. News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest gauge of inflation came in hotter than expected. Prices at the wholesale level, as measured by the Producer Price Index, rose 0.6% in January from February. While President Biden campaigns today in Michigan, former President Trump is in a Florida courtroom. A federal judge will hear arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Mr. Trump. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to announce his running mate in 12 days. Spring-like weather across parts of the country, but not in the Mile High City, Denver, and surrounding areas, dealing with a major snowstorm. And gorilla hail is what they're calling huge chunks of ice, fell from the sky across parts of Missouri as well as Kansas. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 99 points, while the Nasdaq is off 33. More details, SRN News.
It is 8:42, time for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Real American Quiz is when we talk about some history. And this is some history from 1942. Good question here. Brian always does these questions, by the way. Brian in the sales department. Diner 62 just south of White City, Highway 62. And remember, tomorrow, Clam Chowder Friday at Diner 62. We'll have a $20 gift certificate if you win this one. Come on in, have a bowl, or grab some to go. And if you are looking for, in fact, I was telling Linda about this. She's going, oh, man, we're going to have to get one of these because I've had them before. 8-ounce New York steak and eggs. That's on special right now on the weekends. Comes with hash browns and toast, and it is so, so yummy. It is a special, special, for sure, all right? We'll start with caller 5, 770-5633, 770-KMED. If you haven't won this over the last 60 days or so, you can play it next. on KMED and KCMD. Once again, 770-563-3770 KMED.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each Forte VIN 731586 MSRP 21710 3500 due Sportage VIN 185367 MSRP 3590 4499 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's payment. Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic, just $149 a month lease, or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX, only $199 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes, $149 a month. Sportages, $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Are you ready for spring? Grange Co-op is looking forward to summer weather, and now is the ideal time to gather all the supplies needed. Score the products you'll need at great prices now through March 17th during our annual spring roundup sale. Like buy three, get one free on G&B Eden Valley Garden Soil or spend $9.99 on 4-pound organic fertilizer. Spoil your pooch with buy one, get one free on Signature Dog Treats and 25% off pet beds and blankets. Plus, you won't want to miss our Chick Day, March 16th at Grange Co-op. Take home 5 free chicks per family when you purchase any 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue or Purina poultry feed. That's right. You'll get 5 free chicks with the purchase of any 40 to 50-pound bag of Rogue or Purina poultry feed, all while supplies last. Visit GrangeCoop.com for all the products you'll need for spring and see our latest promotion and spring sales.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Quarter before 9 on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and we're talking about yesterday in history. It's March 13th of 1942. Bruce, you are the first contestant for Diner 62. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bruce. It was March 13th, 1942. The Quartermaster Corps of the United States Army started training dogs for their war dog program, or the Canine Corps. In the United States, the practice of training dogs for military purposes largely abandoned after the First World War. But when the country got into World War II, the American Kennel Association and a group called Dogs for Defense started a movement to mobilize dog owners to donate healthy and capable animals to the U.S. Army. Now, the QMC was given the task of training dogs for the U.S. Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guards as well. Now, the Canine Corps, Bruce, initially accepted over 30 breeds of dogs, but the list was soon narrowed to a fewer amount of breeds. How many breeds did the Canine Corps accept? Was it A, 3? Was it B, 5? Was it C, 7? D, 9? Or E, 11? How many breeds of dog in the Canine Corps back in World War II?
Well, I was going to say 4. So how about 5?
You're going to say 5. That's as great a guess as any. I'm sorry, Bruce. It's holding for you. Holding out for you. Let me go to Wally. Hello, Wally's up next. Wally, it's either 3, 7, 9, or 11. How many breeds of dogs were accepted in World War II in the Canine Corps?
I'm going to say 7.
You would say 7. And you would be right. 7 breeds were acceptable. German Shepherds, Belgian Sheepdogs, Doberman Pinschers, Collies, Siberian Huskies, Malamutes, and Eskimo Dogs. And the members were trained for up to 12 weeks, and after basic obedience training, they were sent through one of 4 specialized programs to prep them to work as sentry dogs, scout or patrol dogs, messenger dogs, also mine-detecting dogs. Boy, they didn't get too close to him, right? Now, what was interesting about this is that the top canine hero of World War II was Chips. He was a German Shepherd who served with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. He was trained as a sentry, and Chips broke away from his handlers, attacked an enemy machine gun nest in Italy, forcing the entire crew to surrender. The crew said, hey, we give up. And Chips was wounded, but still awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, Silver Star, and the Purple Heart, all of which later revoked due to an Army policy preventing official commendation. The commendation, they couldn't give awards to animals, apparently. But I don't know. Today they probably allow that, wouldn't you think, Wally?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to send you to Diner 62. Why don't you hang on here just a minute? We'll get right with you. Diner 62 quiz, we'll have another one coming up Tuesday.
Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report. Every Friday morning, just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex. Off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
2x4, 2x8, who do we appreciate? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the carpenter just hit his thumb. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what lumberyard has the best repertoire? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Mary had a little lamb, but it needed fencing from the ram. She also needed a brand new barn, but only one company has the charm. So when it comes to lumber, what's your choice? Say Hughes Lumber and rejoice on Crater Lake Highway, Hughes Lumber.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., specializing in new roof construction and re-roofing. Our mission is to make sure each and every one of our clients can sleep at night, knowing they have a roof over their head that lasts and will keep them protected. 601-9108, CZB number 230804.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
A little bit more open phone time here, 770-5633-770-KMED. I want to take a look at... See, let me look at the gold price. I'm just kind of curious. What are we looking at this morning? 770-5633, by the way, if you wanted to join in. Gold, okay, pulled back about 10 bucks. Still 21. Boy, it seems thoroughly and firmly ensconced above 2,100 bucks. We're at 2,154 today, 2,154. And when you're looking to either buy or sell your physical gold or silver, either side of the trade, you want to talk to the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. Now, I know in the talk radio world, you'll hear a lot of national companies advertising, right? The national company, go ahead and we'll help you set up a gold IRA. And maybe they can, you know. What Jay Austin is always a big fan of is you having physical control. You control it yourself rather than trusting a third party to hold it for you, especially as you look at the Democrats that have been talking quite openly of seizing 401ks. They're not going to do it this year because they know it's an election year and people are paying attention, but they've been holding hearings on this for a long, long time. We're going to take your 401k or your stock savings, anything else, and what we're going to do, we're going to make you safer, and you'll just roll it into the Social Security system, and we'll pay you a little bit more, you know, for this. They're not doing it right now, but they could. So what would be great, you have your gold-backed IRA, and then they just fold it in there. Then you lose the ability. Oh, my gosh. If you're looking for the true wealth tucking away ability, and it's physical control. Talk to the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. And by the way, if you have scrap gold, nice price. They'll pay you well for it. Call them at 482-3715. You can also drop by 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. By appointment, call 482-3715. JAustinBrokers.com. And remember, unlike the online gold people, these are non-woke companies. Jay Austin is a non-woke company in Ashland and Grants Pass. Local, love that, and they think a lot like you, okay? JAustinBrokers.com. It is 852. It's been really serious. We've had a lot of serious conversation this morning. We need a dad joke. TwoDogsFab.com. That's our dad joke of the day. Two Dogs Fabricating, by the way, is on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Now, I'm going to tell a dad joke here. Today's dad joke, mom says, honey, why are you so nervous every time you're around Jim? He's that nice x-ray technician. And dad says, you know, x-ray technicians, they see right through you. Congratulations to Doug from Rogue River once again. Submit your best jokes to twodogsfab.com, all right? But Two Dogs is your local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by Northstar. Plus, they have a new line of Northstar trailers and Delco trailers, too. Lots of trailers in stock, priced right in 10, 12, 14, and 20-footers, tilt and dump trailers, too. Twodogsfab.com, Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford, okay? 852, open phones, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hi, who's this? Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, it's Lucretia.
Lucretia, oh, wow. You actually called with a couple of minutes to spare rather than like at 8:58. I have to commend you. All right.
Hey, Bill, do you consider yourself an anarchist?
An anarchist?
Yes.
An anarchist? No, I would consider myself a minarchist.
Minarchist?
Yeah. Yeah, a minarchist. In other words, minimum government necessarily to just keep a lid on the bad guys, you know, that sort of thing.
But we know they're working towards a one-world government.
Oh, and yeah, so, and that's definitely not anarchy, although one could say that it's anarcho-tyranny is really what they're looking for.
But you do need to know who the archons are.
Okay.
So who's running it? You know, I mean, I talked to you about the DCDC, of course, the highest level of British naval intelligence back in, like, 2006 or 2007, that they plan to open the borders and we'd go bankrupt and we couldn't police the world, much less America.
Yeah, in other words, you destroy the country and then you bring it into the socialist fascistic fold completely.
So,
right?
So it seems like we have total cooperation between the right and the left. And
seems to be a lot of it. I will agree. In D.C. Yeah. especially, there is a lot of it. There's a lot of cooperation, a lot of this going on again, along again. But where's your point there going?
Out of 34 presidents, mm-hmm. they've all been related to Charlemagne. And it turns out the top two people for presidents, they both, that are runners every time, both have the same relatives. And whoever had the closest bloodlines wins. And they go to dinner with this fellow, this basically, I can't pronounce this, Krugerhold Kalagri.
Boy, I have no idea what you're saying there. I'm sorry. You're catching me flat-footed. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I can't pronounce it. Kudinhov Kalagri. Every after the election, that night, both sides, you know, the relatives, both runners, they're all related, 34 of them, to this person, and he's part of the basically Catholic Church.
All right, so you're then, the conspiracy theory Thursday then is that we have two credible candidates that I know RFK Jr. is there, but RFK Jr. doesn't have a chance at this point, as far as I can see. No path forward. So we have Donald Trump and we have Joe Biden. So they're both related by blood to Charlemagne?
Yeah, yeah. And
where's your evidence of this? Could you send that to me? I'd love to read about this, the bloodline.
Yeah,
so.
It's really deep. It's really fascinating. But basically, it's all related to Rome that's been running us for 2,300 years. It's not the Jews at the top. It's literally the Romans. And it's really fascinating. It goes really deep. Okay.
Oh, man, I don't know who to believe here. But that's a fascinating study, though, that if we could predict the winner by who's most closely related by... Okay, what we need then is a 23andMe then sample of both Dementia Joe and DJT, right? Then we'll be able to figure who's closest, and then we'll end up getting the nod this fall?
Yep.
That's a great call. See, that's a... Now see, Lucretia, that is a great Conspiracy Theory Thursday call. Why are we even bothering with the election? Because I'm going to give you a real American salute, okay? All right? You get a real American salute, and then all we need, though, instead of having a pesky election, is just do a blood test, right?
That's right.
God love you, Lucretia. You take care.
All right.
I love it. That could put talk radio out of business, right? Think about that. You know, you have Hannity. Every day is like, 972 days until the most important election of our lives is coming up on the Sean Hannity Show. And then it would be like, well, we don't have to worry about it. Sean Hannity Show, I just got the blood test in, and President Trump is closer to Charlemagne's genetic profile than Joe Biden, and so he's going to win. And then there would be, you couldn't build up any excitement to it. Now, by the way, I'm not giving any credence to this. I don't know this for a fact, but it's a very interesting theory. Got to admit that. Dale writes me this morning. In fact, we're going to give Dale an email of the day. Email of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. crowns while you wait. They have an in-house lab. Yay! Find out more at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Morning, Bill. All of the various plots to disrupt the order of our culture as a nation or a state, county, city, or family even reminds me of how Eve was tempted in the garden by the serpent. The serpent asked the question, did God really say? This placed a doubt in her mind because she wasn't really clear as to the problem in the first place. The same sort of thing is happening right now to us by calling into question to what the Constitution or the charters really say. It's the oldest trick in the world and was used on Jesus when he was tempted as he started his ministry and message to eventually the world. Now I would ask voters to examine why a person or persons would want to do as they are doing to Joe and Jackson County as the charter or number of commissioners is brought into question. The chief petitioner in this county even tried to accuse the current commissioners of wrongdoing, according to the law, as a way of putting doubt into the minds of the voters. And by the way, it was a fraud. Okay, Dale? How many people would be represented by each commissioner if five were the number of them versus three? And how would each person be represented in a satisfactory fashion? The same sort of thing is eating away at the foundations of our country also. Dale from Medford. Dale, I appreciate you sending the email. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. We're going to talk about a bunch more here on Find Your Phone Friday. Rick Manning will be joining me, president of Americans for Limited Government. The D.C. swamp update, I say it every week, but it seems to be getting swampier all the time. But we'll break it down coming tomorrow morning. See you then.
American Rentier Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Rentier Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American